Tonight, August 23rd, the Fortuna Depot Museum will host a free talk about the history of traveling through Eastern Humboldt.
I'm Alex Service. I'm the curator at the Fortuna Depot Museum.
Service described the historical presentation the museum will host Friday, August 23rd at 7 p.m.
At 7 o'clock, it's part of the Celebrating Life in Our Humboldt County series sponsored by Pearson Building Center in Eureka. I think they've been doing these programs for about 7 or 8 years now, and it's a presentation by local historian Jerry Rohde. He's a very well-known expert on Humboldt County history, and he does a talk and slideshow presentation on different aspects of Humboldt County history. So it's pretty amazing to imagine doing that with like a Model T or something, one of those cars where you probably had to stop and change your tire every 15 minutes or that sort of thing.
There is a call out to the community for historical material from the Fortuna Rodeo.
We're working with the Fortuna Rodeo Association to write a 100-year anniversary history book of the Fortuna Rodeo, because their 100th anniversary is coming up in 2021. And so we're putting out a call to members of the community, all around the county, if anybody has photos from the Fortuna Rodeo, either actually the rodeo itself or rodeo-related events. We're hoping people will bring those in for us to scan them and be able to use some of them in this book that's going to be looking back at the whole 100-year history of the rodeo here.
The Fortuna Depot Museum is located next to Rohner Park, near downtown. The building was originally Fortuna's train station, built around 1889. In 1974, the city of Fortuna purchased the old depot and moved the building, via train, to its home in Rohner Park. The Depot Museum features railroad and logging artifacts, historic tools and tackle, a massive copper Swiss cheese cauldron, and a collection of local Native American basketry and arrowheads, as well as seasonal exhibits. Alex Service shared when you can visit the museum.
The museum is open all year round. We're here in Rohner Park. Up until the end of August, we're still going to be open 7 days a week. We're open from 12 to 4:30 all throughout the week during the summer. But then from September through May, we're only open Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Again, it's 12 to 4:30, and it's free admission, and some fun glimpses in here of local Humboldt County history.
The Fortuna Depot Museum includes an exhibit about the Rohner family and the park that is their namesake.
They were the people who created Rohner Park here in Fortuna, because all this land that's now Rohner Park used to be basically the backyard of their great big mansion on Main Street in Fortuna. And when Henry Rohner, kind of the founding father of the area, when he died in 1900, his wife a few years later donated this land to the city of Fortuna for the express purposes of creating a park. So that's why the park's named after them, and that's why we have this one room of displays on that family.
This Saturday in Rohner Park, the 16th annual Hops in Humboldt welcomes brewers from the Pacific Northwest to showcase their beers.
So I am Melissa Sanderson, and I am on the committee for Hops in Humboldt and also the board. So I'm here to tell everyone about how great Hops is and why you should come. We are located in the Fortuna Rohner Park, and you can't miss us once you come on Saturday. You flow right in, follow all the people, and we are hosting over 50 different breweries from all across the country, and all of our local breweries will be there as well, so it's going to be a happening place.
Attendees will receive a commemorative glass and be free to sample many varieties. Shuttles will be available via the Redwood Transit System.
You can hop on one of their shuttles and on its way to Fortuna, and it will drop you off right at the gate at Hop. So as long as you are on a bus headed to Fortuna, you'll make it. And if you live in Fortuna, there is a shuttle for free that you can hop on. The information for the schedule is on our website, and you can see the route that it takes and the stops.
Their website, hopsinhumboldt.com, has more information about this opportunity for folks to mingle with brewers.
You want people to want your beer, and the more they want the beer, they'll ask for it, and then the distribution company will contact that brewery and try and get that beer on the shelf for their consumers. So we have lots of breweries from around the region, San Francisco, Redding, Oregon, that are all vying for the drinkers of Humboldt County. So they come and they bring their best. Lots of times you'll get the actual brewers that come, and you can talk to them about what ingredients they use or how long they brewed for.
Ticket sales from Hops in Humboldt can benefit many causes in the county.
There is, you know, there's a couple of things that just get ignored when people think of Hops in Humboldt. They just think it's a big day of coming and drinking a bunch of beer. But ultimately, the reason that Hops is here is because all the money that we generate from the ticket sales and vendors booths and such, all that money is granted back into Humboldt County through various grant categories that have to do with drug and alcohol prevention, youth things, and senior services and law. I mean, there's just tons of different things. So every year after HOPS, on our HOPS website, we open up the grant process. So if you fall into any of the grant categories, we want people to apply. And then at the end of the granting period, we meet and we discuss and we give out all the money that we raise. So every year we give out over, you know, we've given away over $45,000 one year. It's just a huge thing. So after 16 years, we've given away over $500,000 back into Humboldt County.
Melissa Sanderson reminds folks to travel responsibly.
One thing that we wanted to convey to everyone this year is that we just want people to be safe and make sure that you have a responsible driver, and that because of where we are in this day and age, we are asking that people do not bring in containers. We usually let people bring in outside containers for water because we like to reuse and we want to do good for the environment. But because of safety precautions, we just can't allow anything from outside to come in this year. So we're going to check bags, and we have metal detectors. So we know that people might be grumpy, but we're just doing everything to be safe. So I hope everybody understands and just comes on Saturday and has a good, great time.
Brewers donate their beer that will be served at tomorrow's Hops in Humboldt from 1 to 5 p.m. in Roner Park on 9th Street, just north of Main Street in Fortuna. Reporting for KMUD News, I'm Tanya Horlick.